And welcome back as the Tudor Cinema Club fade away there to the final section of the Dozdo Sabbatical special here on Star. And we've got Meg Platt in the studio with us today, and you can probably see her waving there on the webcam as well. And again, keep buzzing in, guys. You're doing a great job, yeah. And it's really making our job a lot more interesting and enjoyable this evening.
And easier for us.
Yes, exactly. But to kick off, as we're doing with all the others, if you'd just like to introduce yourself, Meg, and tell us why you're running for Dozdo.
Okay, my name, obviously, as you're saying before, is Meg Platt. I'm a fourth-year student here. I study art history and international relations. And let's see why I'm running. Well, I'm running for the position of Dozdo because I love the societies at St. Andrews. I've been actively involved in a number of societies throughout my 4 years here, as I will, I'm sure, explain later on in the show. And I'm really passionate about the student experience here. And not only am I passionate about it, but I really have the experience that I can bring through my involvement in different societies to make the union a better place.
Awesome. And what kind of relevant experience do you have that you think you could bring to the role of Dozdo and kind of use that to improve things for societies and whatnot in the union?
I have quite a bit of relevant experience. I have experience both in the union. Last year, I was the head of SVS, which is the St. Andrews Voluntary Service, and it's our volunteering society here. And not only that, but it's one of the subcommittees of the union, which meant that as SSC volunteering officer, I sat on the Student Services Committee, which is one of the chief executive governing bodies of the union. So I definitely have experience there. This year, I'm actually the On the Rocks Festival director. On the Rocks is the biggest student arts festival in Scotland, and it's going to be going up next month. We're really excited about it, so stay tuned to all of our publicity that's going to be happening after elections. Small plug there. But so between the two of those, I definitely have a lot of union experience. Outside of the union, I have a great deal of experience as well in terms of getting involved with endeavors in the community and within the university. For the latter of those, in the university, I serve this year as a vice principal ambassador for the admissions office, which means I have a great deal of contact with people in the university. And I've also served for the past 2 years on the community council of St. Andrews, which has definitely been an interesting experience. I've gotten involved in a lot of community endeavors, sat through a lot of meetings, but I've learned a lot and have a lot of local connections. So I'd love to bring all of those skills and all of that background to the table as Dozdo.
So what makes you in particular stand out as a candidate for Dozdo? Obviously got a lot of experience, but is there anything in particular you could pinpoint as your strength?
Well, I would say if you look at the field, I think it's a pretty strong field this year for Dozdo. You've got a lot of good competition. And what I think makes me unique is that you've got some candidates who have a lot of experience in the union. You've got some candidates that are more, you know, they maybe don't have the experience, but they have the people skills, I should say. That's the word I was looking for. And I think I really have the best of both, which is, I think, is what you really need as Dozdo, because there's so many people in this town that have such fantastic ideas of things they want to do and initiatives they want to start. But you need to have somebody there to facilitate it all and a friendly face to interact with. And not only that, but I think that my range of experience shows that I'm really interested in a lot of different societies here. I've done stuff with SVS. I've been a producer for Mermaids. So I just really love everything about the union and all the societies here.
Well, we have a question now from the Buzzbox, from Jip Jip, and they wanted to know, how do you think we can involve the town with union societies?
That's a great question. I think one of the ways we can do that is by making sure that we are publicizing our events a lot better. For instance, I was talking about this actually, one of the questions that you guys asked me today was about the Baron Theatre and ways that we can involve the community more in that. Dave Grace was telling me he has a Jazzworks event that's coming up this Wednesday in the Baron Theatre, which I think is a kind of event that would really appeal to the community, but nobody in the community is going to come because they don't know that's happening. We need to really be publicizing ourselves in publications like the St. Andrews Citizen, What's On in St. Andrews. We really need to be getting our name not just out there online in terms of Facebook and social media and all that stuff, but to lots of different local channels and media outlets.
In a sort of a more practical way, how would you aim to make the Dozdo more approachable for, you know, your student who just wants to find out more about societies and more about what they're doing, how to get in touch?
I think there are a few simple ways you can do that. I think one of them is that, I mean, I definitely want to institute a 48-hour answering all my email policies, which sounds pretty basic, but is really crucial and necessary in making sure that students feel they can get back to me and that they know that I'm going to be consistently organized and approachable. I also want to make sure that I have consistent office hours, not just office hours where I'm sitting in the union, but I'm actually going out and chatting with people. So mobile office hours and going out to the library and going out to cafes and making sure, again, that those are publicized really well.
We've got a question from Nameless on the Buzzbox as well, just saying, what will you do to improve the situation that there are in some of the subcommittees? And do you have any experience working with subcommittees?
Okay, I'm going to answer the last of these first. I definitely have experience working in subcommittees because SVS is a subcommittee. So I was the head of one of the subcommittees last year. I don't know how much more experience you can get than that. But I've also been actively involved in Mermaids in my 4 years here. So that's one of our key subcommittees as well. In terms of improving, what was the first part of that? Improving the experience of subcommittees?
Improving the situation.
Improving situation. I'm not quite clear. Are there...
Nameless, if you could give us some clarification.
I don't know. Are there tense situations that need to be improved in subcommittees? I think the subcommittees function really well. I definitely know that it's great that we have these societies that all matriculated students are members of. And I think that's one of the ways that we get people involved right off the bat.
Well, one question we had earlier, actually, regarding subcommittees is the idea that LGBT is to become a subcommittee.
I know.
Yes. And the question was basically, you know, what do you think about all students being a member of LGBT when there isn't, for example, the letter S in the name of it for a good number of the students as well.
Oh, that's really interesting. I have to confess, I was talking to David Greer about this earlier today because I don't know much about the LGBT society, but I do think that's something we should look into in terms of trying to make sure that we're actively promoting all students. I think it was just the reason why it's made into a subcommittee, from what I understand, is that there was already a member for sexualities and gender on the SRC, and there was a head of the LGBT society. So it didn't really make much sense that these were two separate positions. So I think both parties involved kind of looked at the situation and were looking at ways to make the union more efficient. And I think that's one thing that between all the different sabbatical candidates, both for DASA and for all the different positions, keep hammering on about efficiency. And I think that's one thing that I could really deliver. Everybody talks about it every year in terms of making the website easier to use, making processes more transparent. But as the convener of SVS, I actually made volunteering a lot easier by putting our volunteering application forms online, by making an online database of all our volunteering opportunities. So I really have the experience in making a subcommittee more organized, and I want to bring that to the union and bring that kind of to all societies.
Great. Now, one thing we've been talking about with all the other candidates is the union redevelopment, which is obviously a very big thing coming in. So where would you like to see it going in terms of helping societies?
Well, last year when I was on SSC, we talked a lot about union redevelopment. And we had a great chance to, there was one meeting that we had where we literally just had loads of post-it notes out of all the different things we could do with different societies. And it was great because I really felt like I was involved and got my voice heard. And I really felt like they were engaging with students. And now what's difficult is that obviously the redevelopment is not going to happen in just 1 year. And so there are multiple sabbatical teams that are involved with it. But now what I feel like is that they've kind of got a plan for redevelopment that maybe is slightly different than some of the things we were asking for originally. And it's not quite clear whose voices were heard and whose voices were privileged and not. And so I'd like to make, again, this whole process more transparent. I think both in terms of what is involved in the redevelopment and when the redevelopment's actually happening. It seems like we're finally, you know, getting somewhere. We're seeing plans, which is really exciting, but we still don't know when everything is happening. And so I want to make that very clear, and I want to make the process more transparent and make sure people feel involved.
And one more question we've had from the Buzzbox as well is, what about improving the career center here? Do you have any sort of plans regarding that?
Well, I think in terms of employability, it's definitely one of the key positions that, you know, the DASA has to engage with employability and improve the situation here. I think that the Career Center do a great deal of work, and I think the university does a great deal of work in trying to make internship information accessible and trying to make graduate funding opportunities available, but they kind of all work independently, and I'd really like to coalesce all of their information into one easy to use website. And I know everyone probably is hammering on about the website and how the union website does need to be improved, but I really think that that could be a great way to make information about employability more available to all students.
So as we're doing with all the others, we've asked you to bring along your own little song. So would you like to introduce it for us and tell us why you've decided to choose this, either campaign song or it doesn't describe you or whatever it is?
Well, the song I've chosen is a song by a band called Cake, and it's called Short Skirt, Long Jacket. And as you may know, I'm the only female who's running for DASA. And so I thought it'd be fun to, you know, play up the female empowerment and to channel that. And I thought it'd also be fun to inject a little bit of fun into the campaign. So kick back and listen to this fantastic song.
cut and eyes that burn like cigarettes. I want a girl with the right allocations, who is fast and thorough and sharp as a tack. She's playing.